You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Very moment, Roe v. Wade remains the law of the land. But let's talk about what a world without Roe looks like. Women in almost half the country could see their access to abortion severely limited. In 13 of those states, women would lose access to abortion immediately and outright. Those Republican leaders who are trying to weaponize the use of the law against women. Well, we say, how dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they? How dare they try to stop her from determining her own future?
Yeah, her own future, but not the future of the baby she is carrying. This is May 10th, 2022. We are live streaming at rumble.com. I see more and more of you are going to rumble.com and either watching as we are on the air live right now. Go to rumble.com, simply enter in the search engine at the top, Larry Connors USA, all one word, brings you right to the studio. I see many of you are watching it later because you can't watch now. You like listening, and then you end up watching. And, yeah, it's me back on TV, and I make points right into your face because I want to make sure I get my message across. I do appreciate it that you listen, watch, and share with your friends and neighbors so they can take part in it. All right, so let's go back to VP Harris, talk about how the Republicans are weaponizing and making war against women. She knows nothing of her facts, or she doesn't care. Let me read something to you here. Every, and this source is, I don't have this source in front of me. I got cut off because it's part of another story. But it is a fact that most abortion clinics are usually within walking distance of minority neighborhoods. More than 33% of all abortions in this nation are done to black babies. 33% of the black population being decimated, wiped out, while the population of blacks in America is only 12%. And every single year since 1973, more than 400,000, every single year since 1973, Roe v. Wade, 400,000 black babies have been exterminated by the abortion industry. That's 19 million boys and girls. They would have become men and women. And maybe decided to become transgender. I don't know. Might have been another president, male or female. I don't know. We will never know because their future got cut short because Roe v. Wade is giving and has been a constitutional overreach from the beginning. I've got a guest coming up from the Heritage Foundation, constitutional expert. He says, overturning Roe v. Wade, and it is not overturned. Even if this leak from the court the other day holds up, it simply sends it back to the states. But in those states where they decide to outlaw abortion, this constitutional expert says overturning Roe v. Wade would amount to correcting a major constitutional mistake. We're going to get into that in more detail. And, of course, we have the protests continuing outside the Supreme Court justices' homes. And it's illegal. It is federally illegal for them to do so. You think they care? Of course they don't. And the Minister of Information the truth minister, is out there telling more lies and misinformation. Do you need somebody to tell you and to censor what you see, really? Don't you have enough sense in your head to make your own decisions? I think you do. If you don't like this program, change the dial. Otherwise, let your family, friends, and even your enemies know Larry Connors USA is on the air and live streaming at rumble.com. We've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. You don't want to miss any of it. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program. John Beale Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We're going to shut it down. I'm busily getting signatures from other senators. There is a way that we can get it onto the calendar, and there's perhaps a way we could actually get a vote. It's not very easy when the Democrats control things, but I'm going to do everything I possibly can to get a vote to defund this organization. Boy, is it not with amazement you see how far that they've come from Kennedy's Democrat Party? This is not your grandfather's Democrat Party anymore. So much for the marketplace of ideas. They have decided that they're going to determine what disinformation is.
And you know why they suddenly have jumped into deciding that they're going to decide to let you know what you need or need to know or not know? They were already doing it with the help of big tech. But with Elon Musk buying Twitter, we've got to now have new rules, and so we'll come up with a minister of disinformation. That woman, she could do a good comedic act, you know. You might book her somewhere on a stage, laugh around time or whatever, because she has no common sense. She's been documented numerous times. And we're going to show you another example in a moment where she constantly lies and peddles disinformation on her own and has yet to call herself out. Oh, no. Not going to do that. But the whole idea that they were going to not big tech is knowing, knows what it needs to do. We don't need to have any additional rules until Musk bought Twitter. Now, here comes a breaking story. And I saw this cross a moment ago. Let me go back and get more details on it for you. This is, I guess I got it on the phone first, because it hasn't hit some of my other sources I follow. You're going to love this. This one just coming out and saying, it's out of Fox, Elon Musk would reverse the Trump Twitter ban, calling it morally wrong. Oh, my God. He could go back to Twitter with Elon Musk. They already talked about possibly doing that. Don't know that he will. They have their own truth Twitter account type thing now. Although I would tell you, every time I've tried to sign on to it, there have been difficulties with it. It doesn't recognize my email. It's LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. Everyone out there knows what that is. It doesn't recognize my password. It's the same password I've had all the time. But the truth thing that Trump has put together, let me check. I'll check right now. You're watching there on Rumble.com with me. Let me see. Let me see if I can bring it back up, if it's going to open up or not. Truth Social. Nope. Not coming through yet. Maybe it's because the powers that are still in control are deciding we'll jack around with that a little bit. But as Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, said, this is not your old Democrat Party that's trying to run this and shove it down your throat. They're not coming up with a disinformation board to help you get real truth and facts. They're using it for a propaganda machine. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis calls it out.
We've got to be willing to speak out when we see things that aren't consistent with our values in our own country. And most recently, having the federal government set up a disinformation bureau in the Department of Homeland Security is wrong. What they are doing to try to stifle dissent, to try to elevate a chosen political narrative that's endorsed by the regime, and to try to marginalize dissenters is not what a free society is all about.
You don't need to be told that. And actually, the left doesn't need to be told that either. Because they know what the regime is. And they know right now they control the regime. But they are absolutely frightened to death of what's going to happen this November. They now control the House. There will be a red tsunami that should wipe out their control of the House. Every member of the House is up for re-election. A third of the Senate is up for re-election. And there are some Senate seats which we certainly could flip from Democrat to red. But we have to be careful we don't lose some in some of the closely tight races, that we don't lose any seats in the process. When I say we, I'm talking about conservatives. And I'm really not even talking about politics. I'm trying to talk about what holds this country together, American principles. We can have differences. That's why we have two parties. We can battle and fight over that all the time. But when you start rigging the system, oh, Larry, you're not supposed to say that because you're suggesting the last election was stolen. Well, I never have said it is fully stolen. I don't have all the empirical data that you should have, but some of it never got a chance to be presented. Judges just dismissed it. But there's been enough evidence out there to say a lot of ballots went missing, a lot of ballots suddenly surfaced, a lot of ballots in some areas that, how the hell did they get that many Democrats in that one area? And that includes various states and districts. So we have to be careful this time going around. I do not want you to get complacent and think, well, it's going to be so good because the conservatives, along with help of independents and many Democrats, will turn things around. Get the House under control, control the Senate. Won't control the White House at this time. But it sets things up for 2 years later down the road for 2024. But if you get complacent and you don't show up to vote, you don't encourage your friends and families to get out and use your principle and your constitutional right, and it falls short, you have no reason to say a single thing. Just keep your mouth shut. If you're not going to go out and vote and make your point clear at the polls where it counts, Then if it doesn't go right, if it looks like it got rigged or taken away again, then you can voice and make all your noise you want. But if you didn't bother to vote, I don't want to hear from you. And I have some friends say, I don't bother voting anymore. It never counts anyway. I said, the hell it doesn't. And you're ignoring something that people in other countries would love to have, an opportunity for what is supposed to be a fair election. Do you know, of course, Hillary Clinton still has not conceded that Trump actually won. It's still the Russian collusion thing, which has been absolutely debunked totally. Wall Street Journal without a big piece today on the Steele dossier, how it all came together, and it basically got down to two guys sitting in a bar drinking, swapping beers and stories, and it all became fact. And it never existed. And on top of that, the Federal Election Commission determined that the Steele dossier was bought for and paid for as a political act by the Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee. Both of them got fined for that because it was not reported as a political act. There's your disinformation. Stacey Abrams in Georgia still thinks the election got stolen from her. She should be governor. And Hillary said, I should have been president, not that Trump guy. Well, worry not, my friend. We now have a governing board of disinformation headed by a truth minister. This woman, Nina Jankowicz, serving as the executive director of the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board. She's about to have a baby, and I'm happy for her. I don't want her to abort it. I'm happy she's going to have a baby. But that she's not really going to be that active. Now, you don't have to do a lot of lifting, just reading through things and so forth. But, you know, give her time to be a mom at that point. So I would not have denied her for that. But I will question why you choose someone like this, which has a record in the past of calling on Facebook in a live stream to censor Breitbart News. And then she put this out on Twitter.
There's already this idea, this allegation that there is anti-conservative bias on the platforms, even though there has been study after study proving, in fact, that often it's liberal voices that are being silenced, particularly minority voices on social media. So I think we're going to see more allegations of that.
Where has she found the evidence that mostly liberal voices have been silenced on these platforms? That's not anywhere near fact. How many liberals have been kicked off Twitter or Facebook? I don't know of a single one. Now, I'm not saying there aren't maybe some, but I do know, maybe it's because I'm a magnet for those who want to tell me their story, and I have personally been kicked off a YouTube channel. That's why we're now live streaming at rumble.com. So I understand how it happens, but I don't see liberals being kicked off like that at any point. If they're going to allow the Ayatollah Khomeini to have a Twitter account as he was, I'm going to see if that's going to continue under Musk, by the way. If you're talking about full freedom of speech, well, that's his freedom of speech, although he's not American, so I could find reason to kick him off. But I don't see any of this other thing. And I'm looking at a piece written by journalist Glenn Greenwald. He said, how did Homeland Security find one of the top 10 most ridiculous people in the country to run this new Ministry of Truth? Was this some sort of trolling exercise? Senator Rand Paul on disinformation.
We had a $32 million Mueller investigation to see if there was collusion between Russia and Trump. There wasn't any. And yet the Steele dossier, upon which they based this all on, which was given to Steele by Russians, it was Russian disinformation. If they can't admit that that's disinformation, it was propagated by CNN for years and years. If they can't admit that, how could they possibly do the job of policing disinformation? Now, I don't think it's a job that you could possibly do. So even if you could, and they admitted that it was disinformation, I'd be against policing CNN. People can turn the channel when they see that CNN doesn't care about the truth. But I would not police CNN. I'm against policing any news organization. The public can figure this out.
The public can figure it out. That's the way we should do it in this country. And in fact, I could censor Fauci from ever appearing on this program again. But he's also comedy relief from time to time. But he's delivering a speech, and of course, Fauci, Dr. Fake, and Rand Paul have been at it repeatedly. Here you got, over the weekend, Dr. Fake delivering a commencement address at a graduating class of University of Michigan, talking about you got to be careful about fake news and disinformation going forward.
As you graduate and take the place in the wider world that will be yours to shape, do not shrug your shoulders and accept the normalization of untruths. Because if you do, lies become dominant and reality is distorted.
Yeah, lies become dominant. The truth is distorted. Dr. Fake knows of what he speaks. He's very good at it. I mean, he's like the magician trying to teach another magician how to pull the rabbit out of the hat. He knows what he's speaking about. October last year, the Wall Street Journal published that report showing Facebook had changed its algorithm after the 2016 election. It was not good for the conservatives. Coming up, former AG Bill Barr.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There's time and place for protest, and the federal statute makes it clear that if you go to the house of a judge, the residence of a judge, to influence the judge in his decisions and demonstrate that that's a federal crime, and it's a state crime in the state of Virginia, at least. So those are not valid forms of protest. They're obviously meant to intimidate.
Former Attorney General Bill Barr. Now, the interesting point there also is, by going to the justices' houses, even if they're not throwing Molotov cocktails or hurling anything of rocks or anything of that nature at the homes or spray painting them or anything of that nature, the very fact that they're out there yelling and doing all of that is meant to intimidate Supreme Court justices. That is a federal law violation. What do we get from the Biden White House? I'm listening. You don't hear it either, do you? Other than Jen Psaki coming out in one of her final appearances at a White House spokeswoman saying, well, these people are passionate. Now, move to January 6th of the so-called insurrection that the Democrats continue to drag out, trying to come up with something. Hopefully they can make it a big deal, big splash right before the November election. And they are saying that was an insurrection. These folks were storming the Capitol. There were some that did that, yes, and it was wrong. There were some that went in there and defaced our government property, our building, our halls of Congress. That was wrong. And in some cases, maybe they did threaten members of Congress. They're all wrong. They should all be convicted and be substantially held accountable. But intimidation is intimidation. You don't have to gather a big crowd. I mean, come on. You know how it is with the Godfather, right? All he has to do is say, this is what I want you to do. I'm not going to try the Italian accent. I'm too deep Texas. I've got my Italian friends out there saying, what is he trying to do this time? But basically, the Godfather says, if you don't do what I want, you sleep with the fishes. And it got, you're right, Mike. They got, no, that, you don't want that. That's intimidation. Did he pull a gun on you? No. Did he say I would chop off your head or that your family would all? No, didn't say anything like that. But these protests that continue, even though they're against the law, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, who did clerk for Supreme Court Justice John Roberts at one point, said, yeah, there is hypocrisy from the left again. The White House basically encouraging people to go out and engage in what amounts to harassment. And he said, I hope the justices stand their ground and not give an inch to the protesters. He said, I mean, we have the White House encouraging people to go out and engage in what amounts to harassment, which is illegal. He said, but unfortunately, we've been on the receiving end of that. We know what it's like. In fact, he and his wife, Erin, she was home alone with their baby girl when a bunch of thugs showed up at their house, he said, screaming and yelling at her. She asked them to leave. They didn't. They came to the house and paneled the doors. Ultimately, did get charged with trespass. But he said, you cannot give these people an inch. When they come at you, you have to stand your ground, and I hope that's what these justices do. I agree, and I like to think these Supreme Court justices are not going to bend to a bunch of people yelling out in the streets and are the threats across the nation, which are involving more than yelling, attacking churches, vandalizing and firebombing a fertility center. Now, there was a woman who wanted to have a baby. What about her rights? She wanted to have a baby, and they go bomb or really firebomb a fertility center. Roe v. Wade, even if the draft that got leaked became law, it doesn't really overturn Roe v. Wade. But if it did, it would create a major mistake in the constitutional way we viewed things. My guest will explain. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Reminding you, we are live streaming at rumble.com. Yes, we were on YouTube live streaming, but they didn't like what we had to say, so they shut us off. Okay. So we go to rumble.com. But a lot of the streams we put up at YouTube are still available. If you want to get in and join us in the studio, simply go to rumble.com. In the search engine, list one word, Larry Connors USA. All one word. You'll see a file. You open up the one that says live, and you're in studio with us. My next guest we've had on numerous times before. He's a constitutional expert with the Heritage Foundation. He just wrote a column for Newsweek, and I want to read one portion of it. And by the way, he also points out the Supreme Court currently, and has since May 5, had unscalable fencing around the Supreme Court to keep people from trying to get inside and damage that. But my guest writes at one point in his column, the Roe v. Wade that most Americans today should be retained simply does not exist. Nearly 40% of Americans and more than 50% of those under 30 believe that Roe involves school desegregation or environmental protection, or they simply don't know what it is. Thomas Gipping, glad to have you aboard again, sir. Got you, Tom? Oh, we had him there. Hello, Tom. Well, I gave him for a moment. He must have stepped away from the phone. Line's still open, still looking good. All right. Well, we may need to try a call again. We're ready for Tom when we get him. But the article he wrote for Newsweek is titled Correcting a Grave Constitutional Error. Now, it's an opinion piece, but he has the reputation, the credibility to write this kind of article. And really getting into the fact that he says the Supreme Court appears to be on the edge of correcting this mistake. Roe v. Wade, 1973, and then, of course, followed by Planned Parenthood, Casey, 82, creating and upholding a right to abortion. He said they were not only wrongly decided, but so deeply flawed, the cost of keeping them far outweighs any benefit. Let's call and try to redial and start it over again, Mike, see if you get to him again. We'll just try it again. Somehow or another, we lost him on that line. Now, when he said it's deeply flawed, I want to remind you that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberal justice, she was not on the court in 73 when Roe v. Wade was passed. She didn't get on until 93. She was appointed by Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton almost did not appoint her, nominate her, I should say, for confirmation by the Senate because he said women don't like her. And when she was asked why would he say that, he said, well, because I was not 100% in favor of Roe v. Wade the way it was interpreted by the court. She said, I'm all about women's rights, but the way this was being interpreted by the court at the time, she thought it went too far. It was an overreach. So then when this thing got leaked out the other day, that's all the leftists needed to spark a fire and immediately rush forward, chanting and yelling that a woman's rights, a woman has a choice over her body. Well, I thought they couldn't even identify and define what a woman is. Now, that justice is yet to be seated. She had nothing to do with this Roe v. Wade case that they're going to release here shortly. That's based off of a Mississippi law, but that just shows you how far left is confused. Thomas is with us now. Thomas Shipping, glad to have you back on board, sir. Well, for some reason, we're just not connecting with him. Apparently, you're hearing him in there, but something's amiss between us and he. Tom, I'm sorry. I guess we're just not going to be able to get you in at this point. But I'm going to go ahead and share your article. In the meantime, we don't know why it's being you're being shut off on the phone. Well, I could guess. I could say the big tech and so forth. That'd be a lie. But then again, why not? Why not? I can create some stories just like they can. But for some reason, we just can't get the phone to connect. But Jipping points out that the Supreme Court is, of course, a part of our system of government. But it does not run the country. It does not, is not intended to. We have three branches of our government. I think most of you know enough civics to understand that. The executive branch, the congressional branch, which makes laws, and each of those two branches inside, the Senate and the House, have distinct differences between what they can and can't do. The Senate cannot introduce appropriation bills and pass them to start with. It comes to the House has to do that. Congress in general. The House has nothing to say about a Supreme Court justice being confirmed to serve. That's strictly the Senate. And then, of course, we have the Supreme Court itself. And the Supreme Court is not in our Constitution to create law. It is to interpret the Constitution. Now, you're going to have many out there saying these folks that are coming forward on the Supreme Court now that might end up voting against the Mississippi case, or then that would infect reverse Roe v. Wade. What it does, it would send it back to the states. That's what it would do. And then the states would do it. Now, some of those states have trigger laws in effect, and they're ready to pull them the moment the court makes such a ruling. The case the court has been considering is out of Mississippi. It wants to make a 15-week limit before you can have to have an abortion before 15 weeks, so you can't have it. I think they currently have 20. Other cases are waiting to come. And see, that's where Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had said, all the court had to do was decide strictly the Texas case involving Roe v. Wade. This was a woman who had gotten pregnant, had moved to Texas, and by Texas law, she couldn't have an abortion at all. And I think it might have had a restriction unless her life were in danger. That I don't recall, but that was what was at the heart of the case. But as Justice Ginsburg said, rather than just limiting it to the Texas case and then waiting for another case to come up and bring up other issues, the court just decided to strike all restrictions and make it the law of the land. How did they do that? They put it under the 14th Amendment, protecting your right of privacy. I'm all about supporting that part of the Constitution as well. But I'm also against murder. And that's what an abortion is. I'm looking at a piece again. This is Thomas Chipping's piece he wrote for Newsweek. We cannot establish our phone call. Let's try it another time. So it's his brilliance I'm reading, not mine. Yeah, you could tell, I know. Thanks a lot. So anyway, he also writes that some of the harshest criticism of Roe did come from scholars who actually support abortion rights. May I say that again? Some of the harshest criticism of Roe v. Wade is from scholars who do support abortion rights. He points out Professor John Hart Ely wrote in 1973, this was, quote, a very bad decision. It's not constitutional law and gives almost no sense of an obligation to try to be. Well, again, that's echoing what Ruth Bader Ginsburg was suggesting. Then three decades later, 30 years later, Professor Kermit Roosevelt wrote, quote, Roe is barely coherent. The court pulled its fundamental right to choose more or less from the constitutional ether. In other words, just reached up in the air and said, okay, we'll use this. And as we began, I was telling you that Tom Chipping had wrote a great thing here that nearly 40% of Americans, and he's looking at polls when he says that, and 50% of those under 30 believe that Roe also involves school desegregation. Well, of course it doesn't. Or that it involves environmental protection. Of course it doesn't. Or they simply don't know what it is. All they know is that somebody's out there banging a drum and saying, my right, my body, women's rights, women's rights. Well, I thought not too long ago the same group was out there pounding a drum saying transgenders can do what they want and women's sports don't have to be limited to women. Which is it? Don't bother asking. Sorry we couldn't get Tom for you. We'll try again on another subject. Coming up, Biden talked today about fighting inflation. It's at the bottom of your show. Shouldn't that be lead, Larry? No, because there's nothing said. If you want to impress someone, I personally recommend Cafe Napoli, Clayton, our town and country, or St. Charles. Cafe Napoli offers private rooms for up to 50 guests. So plan a corporate party, an anniversary party, a birthday party, a party party. Cafe Napoli has a location near you, Clayton, town and country, and St. Charles, where Cafe Napoli 3 is now serving lunch or Sunday brunch, only at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
Oh, smokestack lightning, shining just like gold. Why don't you hear me cry? Ooh, ooh.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So President Biden today decided to make some statements about dealing with inflation. And, of course, one of his biggest targets is, because he knows you see it every day you pull up to put fuel in your car, you got to be all the rising increase in gas prices. Well, he had an answer for that. You could have sat there and written the copy for him. It's a joke, but let's listen.
The fact is, the average cost of a barrel of oil has been steady for weeks. So why do gas prices keep going up so high? Republicans had offered plenty of blame, but not a single solution to actually bring down the energy prices. You know, we have no plan. They have no plan to bring down energy prices today.
Yes, they do. Make us energy independent as we were before. Today, you can't do it right now, but you can start doing it. And if you had not canceled the Keystone Pipeline your first day in office, it would be complete and operating. We would have numerous oil and well and gas leases underway. Do not buy the lie from the left that says they can go out there. They're allowed to go drill some. Yeah, but if you're going to penalize them, every time you put a hole in the ground looking for oil or natural gas, it involves, what's that stuff called that the Biden people love to just print up like crazy? Oh, money. But it's not monopoly money. It's real money. And oil companies are not going to put a lot of money into sinking a hole if you're going to later come along and pull back the lease, especially if they end up finding something, because you don't want them to have oil and gas out. You want everybody to go cold, use mass transit, get a bicycle, walk, or just suffer. That is one thing some of these progressives are so good about, making you suffer. And when you're suffering, they're happy. But Biden got into that. Of course, it's going to also put blame on Putin. And he said, I have a plan. And he vowed that I'm going to tackle inflation. It is my top domestic priority. The economy is going to need obvious attention. But it does not help with an open border and illegals pouring across and going to get worse on May 23rd when Title 42 is rescinded. Secure our border should be, at this moment, your top priority, and that will, in fact, help you fight inflation. Because as it is, thousands and thousands are still coming across. They're overcrowding cities and communities, already don't have a lot of space and extra resources, sucking them all up and driving up prices. We have, at last report, 11 million jobs available in this nation. 11 million. And yet we still have people standing on street corners looking for nickels and dimes as cars go by. They don't want a J-O-B. They just want a handout. And nobody on the Democrat side has a plan to actually revitalize anything. Biden went on to say, Republicans have offered plenty of blame, but not a single solution to actually bring down the energy prices. That's what he said a moment ago. That is a lie. Where is our minister of disinformation? The president just told a lie. Republicans don't have a single solution to bring down the energy prices. We do, and I'll repeat it again. Open up Keystone. Open up those oil and gas leases. Quit penalizing them. Don't hit more capital gains taxes on businesses while they're trying to get restarted. Quit handing out monopoly money to people so they don't have to bother going to work because you're going to get it to them anyway. Rent prices are going to be going up. Housing costs were going up, but now interest rates are also going to be going. The Fed is talking about maybe six more hikes before the end of the year, quarter point, half point, I don't know how much. But Biden adds, Republicans have no plan to bring down energy prices today. No plan to get us to a cleaner, energy-independent future tomorrow. Right there. Right there is the whole point. He wants to go all solar or something else. They love Elon Musk and electric cars. I'm not that big on them. I'm happy for Musk. I'm glad people are using them. That's fine. I don't have an issue with it. If you have one, that's good. But I don't know that I want to park somewhere, have to stay there for at least 30 to 40 minutes to get a charge up that I can get to the next park where I'm going. I don't know. I go to the service station, I'm in and out, boing, I'm gone. Unless, of course, you have kids in the car and you're traveling and they all want to go in, they want to go through the candy aisle and the chip aisle and then the soda aisle, and oh, and then they got to go back in the bathroom when they get to the car. And I mean, well, hell, I could have recharged several electric cars here at that time, couldn't I? Hey, I appreciate you listening for this first hour. Second hour coming up. You do want to, you know, you don't. You don't want to miss it. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.